Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. Once again, it's a privilege to welcome to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the one and only Kathleen Curran Monroe. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you, Mike. It's always fun to be here.
It's always great to have you with us. She is the director of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And tonight, we're going to find out everything you want to know about the ensemble, how it started, why it's in existence, and we'll talk about the upcoming concert on December 3rd. So let's start off from the top. Why did you start this ensemble?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that. After 18 years of being the director of the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble, I wanted to start my own nonprofit organization. I wanted to have the freedom to direct young musicians and work in the most powerful way, myself and the children, with no constraints.
No constraints at all.
No constraints.
They can run around, they can do whatever they want.
We have a lot of fun. Music okay. is also very important, but we really enjoy being together. We're kind of like a family.
That's the very important thing.
Yes, and I also feel it is very powerful to work with these young children, to be able to share my passion of music with the next generation. So it's a very powerful thing, and I think that music is such a wonderful thing for children to have. It builds self-esteem. It's just, I can't say enough about it. I'm very passionate about it, and I pass that along to the children, and they seem to pick up on it.
Now, music in the schools has been declining over the years, where programs have been cut and so forth, so this gives them the opportunity to get that if they're not getting it in school, right?
Definitely. And as long as the students are taking private lessons, any age, 6 to 18, we can accept them as members of our ensemble. We have three separate groups, Festival Strings, the String Ensemble, and the Chamber Players. So we have a place for every student, every ability. If they've been playing, I'd say maybe a year at the least, then they can certainly join our group.
So all they need to be doing is taking lessons for over a year.
Yes.
And then they get a hold of you. How do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 401-596-5225, or they can visit our website, which is westminsterstrings.org, or they can email me at westminsterstrings@gmail.com.
Okay, so there you have it. There's lots of ways to get in touch with Kathleen and find out about how you can get your children, grandchildren, cousins, next-door neighbors, whatever it is, into the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. Now let's talk just briefly about this concert coming up. This is your annual holiday concert. You just had a Halloween concert.
Yes, we did.
It was very successful. Now it's on to Christmas.
It's on to Christmas. And we have a tradition that we've started. We add people from the Westerly Band and adult string players from the community for a community spectacular. It's so much fun to have the adults with the children, and the adults and children equally enjoy it. It's really wonderful. It's a full orchestral experience, and we have maybe 60 people in the orchestra.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
That's huge.
Lots of fun.
And that's held where?
It's at the Armory.
At the Armory.
Yes.
In beautiful downtown Westerly.
Beautiful downtown Westerly.
Right. And all that information is also on the website. Let's get to a piece of music to get us in the mood. This is a recording of the children, correct? Your children,
yes.
not some Royal Philharmonic or something like that.
Well, the Royal Westminster Youth String Ensemble.
Okay. And tell us about this first piece.
This piece is Cakewalk Strut by Carl Stroman. Really fun piece of music, almost like a ragtime style.
All right.
Well, Cakewalk Strut.
We'll listen to that and get us in the mood.
Thank you.
Well, you can certainly tell it's a live recording by that audience response, and that's very nice to have those recordings. You pretty much record all of your concerts, right?
Yes, we do.
And so they're all archived.
Yes,
none of them are available for sale, though, right?
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well,
yes.
Great. All right. So, see, that's something I didn't know. So people can buy them at the concerts?
Yes, they can. And they are $10 each. What
wow.
a deal.
All right, and the old-fashioned way, CDs.
CDs.
Okay, all right. So you can buy the hard copy, as they say, before they've gone away completely.
Yes.
I still have 8 tracks I'm working on.
Oh.
But I'm kidding.
Well, the nice thing about these CDs are they have all the children's names, all the performers' names, so the parents snatch them up because they want to have their child's name in print.
Okay.
It's kind of neat.
Okay, well, great. So now let's go back a minute to the Halloween concert that you had, because that's always a big deal, too. And you had some friends called the Big Nazos, right?
The Big Nazo puppet creatures. And they had been in New York the night before, so they drove all the way from New York to be with us because we're traditional,
right?
we're traditional collaborators.
All right.
And we work together, and they have wonderful characters. They have Anita Kraken stuff, and she had all different masks, and we had other aliens, and it was just so much fun. And then we had a little instrument discovery station called Fiddle and Fun. There's a gentleman, Joel Boschman, who has a little business called Fiddle and Fun, and they bring little fiddle sticks, which are wooden spoons that are pre-violin training instruments that my mother, Aurora Curran, actually invented those years ago.
Wow.
And they're for young children to learn how to play the violin. It's like a pre-training violin. Pre-violin training instrument, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
You're talking about young children at what kind of ages?
I'd say 2 years old.
Really?
Yes, and it has one string, has an A string. It can be tuned. It's made out of wooden spoons, and they're called fiddlesticks. So we had children in the audience that came and tried the fiddlesticks out, and it was really fun. And then we have a mask-making table, and children can make masks. And then at the end of the concert, we have a little costume parade with the Big Nazo puppet creatures and the children. And then we have pizza and punch and cupcakes, and it's free.
So, and you were all recovered from that?
It was so much fun. And I was Mary Poppins.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, I don't even detect an accent anymore.
No.
Okay. Well, let's get to another piece of music. This one is called Mountain Hymn. And tell us about this.
Mountain Hymn. It's by Janelle Cunalata. It's a beautiful piece. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
right. That was Mountain Hymn. And now, as a professional musician that you are, I'm going to ask you your quiz question of the day. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Why is it a him and not a her?
Very good question, Mike. You know, I've been pondering that issue for many years.
Yeah. We don't know the answer, though, do we?
No, we don't.
Okay, we don't know where
more
the
more will be revealed in the
all
future.
Right. Maybe the next time you come back, you'll have an answer for me.
Yes, I'll research that.
All right.
Very good point.
Yeah. Yeah, I always wondered about that. Him. H-Y-M-N. Hmm. Maybe it's from, hmm.
Yes, it's from when they used to hum the hymns.
The Gregorian chants and so forth.
Yes.
Well, we made that up, whether we're right or wrong. Our phone is probably ringing right now with people saying,
let
what
me
are
get
you,
that.
Crazy? Okay. We have another piece we want to listen to before we take our first commercial break. This one is called Wave Dancer. When was this recorded?
This was recorded on December 4th, 2016.
Oh, not so.
It's a really catchy tune, and it's by Alan Lee Silva. We love Alan Lee Silva. He's a great contemporary composer.
All right. We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Kathleen Monroe and the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Kathleen Monroe and talking about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And Kathleen, at the holiday season, the word youth is a little bit, not exactly accurate, because you welcome lots of different age groups in, correct, for the holiday
yes.
shows?
Yes, we do. If you're an experienced string player in our near our location, which is in Westerly, you can join us for our holiday concert. It's like a community event, and it's a full orchestra. So we love to have, we have members of the Westerly Band, and we have adult string players from the community. So you can be in contact with me, and we'd love to give you the music, and we have a few rehearsals together, and then we put on the big concert, the community event, which is a tradition.
And that's going to be December 3rd, and that's
yes.
going to be at the Armory.
At 3 p.m.
3 o'clock in Westerly, and admission is $100 per person.
No. This year, it's $10.
A sale.
Yep, it's a sale, and actually every year it's $10, and it's free for children. So
wow.
It's a wonderful, wonderful
so
thing.
So $10 really means that it is just a community program, and that you're not in this for the money, obviously.
No.
Okay, well, that's right. That's great. So get out and support the Westminster Youth String Ensemble and all the other players from the community that'll be at the Armory on December 3rd, and it's going to be a wonderful concert. We've been listening to some of the music that's been played over the years. We're going to listen to some more, and this one is called Fable. And when was this recorded?
This was recorded on December 13th, 2009. And Fable was written by Larry Clark. Larry's a great guy, also wonderful composer.
And now, do you know this guy, Larry, or you know?
No,
of
but
him?
I feel like I know him
because you've played a lot of
yes,
his music.
Yes, we've bonded through his music.
All right, we'll listen to Fable. Thank you. Kathleen, time to get to a little holiday cheer, although it's a little early in the season, but that's okay. We're talking about a holiday concert that's going to be on December 3rd, so let's get them in the mood with this next piece, which is called All Is Well, but there's something else in it, right?
Yes. It's entitled All Is Well by Michael Smith and Wayne Kilpatrick, and it includes the very well-loved hymn Silent Night.
Here we go. Kathleen, we have time for one more before we take our next commercial break. And do you say tomato or tomato?
Tomato.
You say tomato. Potato?
It depends on the day of the week.
Potato, potato?
Potato.
Potato.
Or potato.
Potato, yeah, from Rhode Island. Hey, how are you doing? Well, this next one could kind of fall into that category. I'm not sure how to say it. Is it Appalachian or Appalachian?
Let's say Appalachian because it goes with celebration. Appalachian celebration.
Well, that's the name of the piece, so we'll go with that as the pronunciation. We'll listen to it, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Kathleen Carr-Monroe, and she is the director of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. Their concert is going to be December 3rd, and it's going to be the Armory in Westerly. And if you'd like information, you can go to the website, which is westminsterstring.org.
Yes.
She's nodding, so I know I got it correct. Even though it's radio, you have to make a noise.
Yes, Mike. Okay. You are correct. westminsterstrings.org.
All right. And the concert starts at what time?
3 p.m.
3 p.m., and it's only $10 per ticket. Children are free. So please bring a canned good to make a donation. Where do the canned goods go?
The Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center. The Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center is where we have our weekly rehearsals, and they let us rehearse there for free.
They feed
many families, and it's a wonderful sight. They have fuel assistance, and they give toiletries and food to hundreds of families per month. So we're so happy to be able to do our part, a very small part, to contribute to their...
Well, every little bit helps,
yes.
I'm sure. And people that are attending this concert, there you go. You have something else you can do to support the community as well as the Westminster String Youth Ensemble. Other opportunities to support people might be the Westerly Band, right?
Yes. The Westerly Band is the oldest civic band in the country.
Wow.
Very wonderful people in the Westerly Band, and they join us for this traditional concert on December 3rd. And I'd like to acknowledge Allison Patton, who is the director of the band. She has really accommodated us so many times in switching our concert schedule so that we are able to perform with them and separately. So I want to thank her in particular and people of the Westerly Band for their support.
All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music. This one's called Holiday Celebration. So I have a feeling I know it's about the holidays.
Yes. This is a holiday celebration arranged by Michael Story, and this is a full orchestra live performance with people of the members of the Westerly Band and adult string players from the community. And this was recorded in 2015.
Thank you.
music of not only the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, but other string players being involved in that, adults and so forth, to make the holiday celebration sound really celebratory.
Yes.
I like that. Now, if people would like to help support the group and the cause in general, is there information on the website that can talk about how to donate?
Yes, you can go to westminsterstrings.org and you can donate right from the site there.
All right. Donations gratefully accepted. And as in most arts organizations, the price of the tickets at the door really doesn't have a whole lot to do with how much it costs to run the organization, right?
No. We have students that need scholarships. We have a tuition amount every year that students have to pay to belong in the ensemble, but we do have scholarships available. And we also give scholarships sometimes to students who can't afford private lessons because they have to be taking private lessons to be part of
right,
the organization.
Right. All right, so if you'd like to help out, do your part, check it out, and make a donation. Keep the music going in the greater Westerly Pawcatuck area. We have another piece of music to come up, and this one is called Thinking Out Loud. And tell us about this.
This was written by Ed Sheeran and Amy Wadge, and it's arranged by Larry Moore. It's been a real big hit with the kids, and Ed Sheeran did very well with this piece also.
We don't want you to forget the date. It's going to be Sunday, December 3rd, 3 o'clock at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue in beautiful downtown Westerly. Admission is just $10 per person, and children are free. So make sure you get out and support this group. And, you know, we were talking during that last break about weird things that sometimes happen in concerts. And you just told me you did a concert almost in the dark one time, right?
Yes, there was not a custodian in this particular school, so we had no one to turn the lights on the stage. And the children were so relaxed playing in the dark. They couldn't really see their music.
So the lights were on for the audience.
The audience had lights, and we had no lights on the stage, but it was a wonderful, very relaxing. Kind of like yoga.
Yeah,
I think when you take yoga lessons, I think it's dimmed lighting and kind of relaxing and... And we had lovely music and very subdued lighting, and it worked out really well.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's a new trick you've learned. Now,
yes.
I have to say that I was doing a concert one time in, I believe it was Norway, Maine. up, down, up, up, up in Maine, and there was a hurricane brewing. And it was a Saturday afternoon matinee, and we were in this auditorium, and sure enough, we did the first half very successfully, and then during intermission, the lights went out. So I went out on the stage, and I asked the audience to go out into their vehicles, and everybody brought in a flashlight, and the audience put the flashlights on the stage, and we had the show.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So there is always a way.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
There's
Were you ever a Boy Scout?
I was a Boy Scout,
I can tell.
Yeah, I was. I was a Life Scout. And
wow.
Yeah. But
congratulations.
We want to talk about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble and things that are also happening after the holiday season. Life is not over for the ensemble.
No. We have a concert in May.
In May.
Yes. Also at the Armory. It's May 6th.
May 6th.
2018.
Wow.
3 p.m.
I think you're the first one to talk about 2018 on Conducting Conversations. There you go. So 3 o'clock, May 6th. So put that in your calendar, and we'll tell you more about that. I'm sure, Kathleen, you'll be back before then to do another show, hopefully.
Oh, I'd love that. And, it's always fun to be here.
You know, we might even tease the audience and say that you know people. You know what I mean?
I do.
As I say in Proverbs.
I know a couple of people.
You know some people, and maybe you'll surprise us someday and
You never know.
You have a rather famous niece, right?
Yes, I do.
And she is?
Olivia Culpo.
Now that's, if I'm not mistaken, of course I know exactly, she was Miss Universe.
Yes, she was. Miss Universe 2012.
Wow. And so she...
I am just her older, chubby aunt.
Well, there you go. I wouldn't have said that. Now, she played an instrument, didn't she?
Yes, she plays the cello.
That's what I thought. So maybe we'll get her in here with a cello recording.
Oh, that would be nice.
Sometime. Yeah. All right.
I would love that.
All right. Well, we'll work on that. In the meantime, we want to make sure you have all the information necessary. One more time about the website.
The website is westminsterstrings.org, and the email address is westminsterstrings@gmail.com.
Now, you have something to say about a saying that is good for children, right?
Yes. I wanted to, first of all, applaud the parents who make sure that their children have music instruction, whether it be piano or a string instrument. It's very important. It's one of the most wonderful things you can give to your children as a gift for their life. It's a lifelong skill, and it's just one of the greatest things. I wanted to read a quote from Cheryl Lavender, which I really love, and it says it all. The fact that children can make beautiful music is less significant than the fact that music can make children beautiful.
Very nice. Very nice. And that's, who was that from?
Cheryl Lavender.
And that's easy to remember because the paper you're reading from is in lavender ink.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
And it's very important. And children, music will serve them well for their whole life. It will give them self-esteem. And it's a very deep, deep subject matter. So it makes them feel good about themselves. And they're less likely to have as many problems as some young people have these days. Music can make them feel really great about themselves. And it's a wonderful gift that you can give to your children. So please consider having your children play an instrument.
All right, we have one more piece of music to go, and tell us about this piece.
This is a Holst Christmas, pieces by Gustav Holst, arranged by Douglas Wagner.
We will listen to that, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Thanks, Kathleen. Great to see you.
Thank you, Mike. Great to see you as well.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.